There was a small point that's been mentioned just a handful of times, and it's the city-owned property, the slump. Is that what's the name of this road right here?
It's where the
it's not.
Yep. The erosion.
Yes.
Issue. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed. I can't remember the name of that road, but it's been mentioned as a possible kayak park.
Mm-hmm.
An idea that I have that I think the city should be very careful in managing that, because I know there's also, you can accomplish waterfront goals sometimes when you have something that you can trade away. For example, it might get to the point that for this is an example.
Yep.
That we will build a new pier with new stonework where the pearl is, and in exchange we'll guarantee that that piece of property stays natural or something like that.
Yep.
So there's a potential there for two or three things that I think the city needs to kind of keep it on file as not unuseful.
Right, doesn't necessarily just need to be a piece of land that turns
just
into something.
Because it does have potential.
Yeah,
it could be recreational. It could be something.
Yeah.
Ken, are you talking about the landslide properties on Waldo Ave?
Yeah, is it Waldo Ave?
Yeah, I think it is there. Yeah. Are those? Can we do something with those?
Sure.
Oh, okay. They're not.
Yeah. Geology is what scares planners and stuff. That it might continue to slide.
Right.
You know, that you don't want to build anything too permanent there.
Right.
I don't know that this belongs in marine economy. This certainly is part of one of the facilities things that we have.
Yeah.
We should be looking at or leaving open the ability to use it for something else, whether it's a kayak park or just kept, mostly natural.
How about we?
I couldn't see where Ken was pointing. Was that Samoset Road where the two houses? The
Samoset
Road where we know it's all marine clay on that, at least on that side. There's water runoff from the Samoset,
right.
And that there's no parking at all, and never will be at that spot.
I know that I went by there last week, and there'd be space enough for a half a dozen cars to park. Not a whole lot
on Samoset.
Yeah.
Oh, right there.
There was on the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Right at the top of the hill.
So,
my point is not forget about it, but not give it away either.
Well, I think what I was trying to draw you out to is the larger point that you're trying to make, I think, is keeping an open mind with the perspective of how you leverage resources in the city to get advantages for the rest of the core functions, if you will.
Right.
Is that, rather than us be directive, like you will, we recommend that you do X on this property, the larger perspective is, for all the facilities maybe, is, keep an open mind in leveraging city resources, the city, whatever, I don't have to figure out how to write that, but is that sort of your point?
It is, but that specific piece of property in mind, so thank you, that articulates it pretty much.
Does that work for every? Does that resonate with other folks?
Just want to say one thing, and this certainly ties into the marine economy, and especially a place like that. I think the city needs to identify the worst erosion places. I mean, that one's creating looks like the Nile Delta coming out from it, and there has to be an awful lot. Ultimately, that's washing into the greater harbor there, and there are probably some other locations, but not everything's like the breakwater, which is solid rock breakwater. But anyway. Recognizing those places that would ultimately inhibit the marinas and build channels quicker than they need to be. Those major erosion sites on the shoreline.
Yep. We have actually already done that.
Oh, good.
Well, in a high level, but the state that we've already mapped. We already know the mapping of where all the highly unstable and unstable coastal bluffs are, and there's a bunch of them on that side of the harbor.
Okay.
Yep. So
I mean, even before you get to the breakwater.
Jameson Point is solid rock, but everything before that is... I actually think that the house directly adjacent to where the houses fell in is probably one of the safest places to have a house at this point, because right next to it is a sieve. And, you know, nothing else is going to fall in because nothing else is ever going to be built there. So I'm sure there is probably water and mud and clay that's flowing out from that, but it's probably pulling water from every other yard in the area. But that may be much more detail than what this committee is here for.
Yep.
Yep.
I think. All right. Anything else on this aspect of the... I mean, I think we can kind of jump back and forth tonight as we're talking about this. So the other part of it is, you know, the other part of the harbor economy that I just sort of had to separate them out, thinking that we wouldn't be able to have all this discussion in one meeting. So, you know, what we learned through the inventory process about the importance of the fisheries to Rockland, you know, it's one of the top 10 ports in Maine. It was ranked number 7 in value by the Maine Department of Marine Resources. The data for most of the elements of the, you know, we know that the challenge is that the data that's collected on some of this stuff is only at a county level, but recognizing that the Rockland, what Rockland plays in the county for a lot of elements of the marine economy, you know, you can safely say Rockland contributes a lot percentage-wise to that stuff that's on the Knox County total side. What the existing plan says about things like commercial fishing and industry, which is what we are going to try to focus on a little bit tonight, is that the goal is to keep the commercial fishing as a vital part of the harbor and economy, and preserving current industrial base along the waterfront is a priority. So those are some things. So when we start to think about those elements of those additional elements of the working waterfront, commercial fishing, industry, aquaculture, and other waterfront uses, you know, some questions are: do these goals still apply? Do we still like that from a large perspective goal? I think for the commercial fishing, we pretty much already talked about it, but I just want to confirm that that's important. Yep.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Fisher Plow was not the highest and best use of harborfront property. And they have moved to the industrial park, and it's been an extraordinarily successful move for them.
Yep.
If we had said preserve the current industrial base for those guys, I think it's good that they moved to where they moved to. And I'm not 100% sure that all of the industrial use right now is highest and best use for waterfront property.
Yep,